Anne Greenblatt is here. She is the chairperson of the steering committee for the new Village Network of Petaluma, which is what?
Village is a movement that's been spreading around the country in the last few years. There are now 125 of them. It's a community support system to empower people, usually age 60 plus, to live active, vibrant, and connected lives in our own homes and communities as we age.
So it's networking among seniors, basically, to maintain independence?
That's right. To maintain independence, stay connected to the community, contribute your skills, and have the support you need to have a convenient and stress-free life.
Now, you've been laying the groundwork for a while, and this weekend you're going public in a way.
That's right. We've been working for about 2 years on this, which is about the average of what villages take to get germinated and started. And we are having a kickoff event Saturday in the Petaluma Library to start recruiting members and volunteers who will really work with members, driving them to appointments, going to visit in their homes, this kind of thing.
So who's a likely candidate?
Well, a likely member would be somebody, first of all, who might want to help build the village so it's there for them when they really need it, and who might want to volunteer. Another kind of candidate would be a member who might be a little older. Maybe they're living alone and they want more support because they're realizing changing a light bulb is getting a little iffy. They need someone to help maybe with some grocery shopping or driving to medical appointments, this kind of thing. Sometimes adult children will also call a village and say, my mother lives 1,000 miles away. I'm worried about her and I'd like to help support a membership for her.
In addition to the needs being met, I imagine this would also tend to build or reinforce a social network.
Exactly. That is actually one of the big reasons people join villages, as we understand it from being in touch with other villages around the country. The social component is really important. Being isolated, particularly when we can't drive any longer, is a big factor in our well-being.
So getting people to begin signing up starts now, and a little down the road, you actually get into full speed.
That's right. We're going to be offering programs, all kinds of activities, walking groups, book clubs, bocce ball, whatever our members want to do. They're really member-driven organizations. We also will be offering minor home repairs, help with computers and electronics, visits at home after you get discharged from the hospital, visiting you and making sure that things are going okay, that kind of thing.
How many people do you have to have involved to make it really work?
We're saying we want 30 members to launch, and according to a survey we have about that. The average number of people in a village nationwide is probably about 250 to 300. So we're seeing it would take a few years to get there, and we're willing to start small and grow slowly.
Well, it sounds like you're off to a good start, and I appreciate you coming here to talk with us about it.
Thank you.